This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. This is a quick note on COVID-19 and just four quick notes on what we're seeing. First, the good news, and probably the sole bit of good news, is surge numbers and case numbers in hospitalizations just starting to drop in Florida and Illinois and New York. That's very good news. It'll probably still be a couple weeks till hospitals and hospitals can really breathe a sigh of relief. And then we really need to figure out in our nation how we do a better job of developing more nurses and doctors and fixing the supply-demand imbalance we have in our country, particularly with an aging population of 330 million people. That should be top of agenda for Washington, D.C. I'm not sure that it is. Second, deaths hit nearly 3,000 yesterday. The death number of 3,000 is a very high number. The death numbers day-to-day aren't exact because sometimes there's not reporting on Sunday or Monday, or reporting's not exact, but 3,000 is still a very big number. Third, the seven-day average of deaths is right around 1,900. That's also a big number, and we'll see if that gets worse as these peak hospitalizations hit currently and what that leads to. Fourth, hospitalizations are a little above 150,000 hospitalizations a day, right around that number. That's an incredibly high number. Again, we're starting to see those numbers just start to drop in a few states, and hopefully that will be a trend. And hopefully at that point, hospitals will be able to start to breathe just one bit of a sigh of relief, as they've been just really faced a daunting challenge of taking care of our nation's COVID population and everybody else as well through this very difficult time. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, numbers still extremely high, starting to move in the right direction in a few states, and hopefully that's a serious trend. Thank you.